On the following day, the first clear sign of danger appeared. Three armed tribesmen approached and asked what the boy and the alchemist were doing there.
"I'm hunting with my falcon," the alchemist answered. "We're going to have to search you to see whether you are armed," one of the tribesmen said. The alchemist dismounted slowly, and the boy did the same. "Why are you carrying money?" asked the tribesman when he had searched the boy's bag.
I need to get to the pyramids," he said. The tribesman who was searching the alchemist's belongings found a small crystal flask filled with a liquid and a yellow glass egg that was slightly larger than a chicken's egg.
"What are these things?" he asked. "That's the Philosopher's Stone and the Elixir of Life. It's the master work of the alchemists. Whoever swallows that elixir will never be sick again, and a fragment from that stone turns any metal into gold."
The Arabs laughed at him, and the alchemists laughed along. They thought his answer was amusing, and they allowed the boy and the alchemist to proceed with all of their belongings. "Are you crazy?" the boy asked the alchemist when they'd moved on. "What did you do that for?"
"To show you one of life's simple lessons," the alchemist answered. "When you possess great treasures within you, and try to tell others of them, seldom are you believed."
They continued across the desert. With every day that passed, the boy's heart became more and more silent. It no longer wanted to know about things of the past or future. It was content simply to contemplate the desert and to drink with the boy from the soul of the world. And the boy and his heart had become friends. And neither was capable now of betraying the other.